Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, send his web into a show hole. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is say? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview, second politics. Sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection, real people. Ain't no scripted cue card for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. I murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to the 11th season premiere of NYPA, the team at radio. I never thought I'd ever say that in 11 years. But here we are, 11th season here on NYPA and team at radio. It's a lot to get into for the, like, one time out of the whole year. We put the spotlight on us and talk about the show and behind the scenes and the whole nine. Sure. And we still got some topics and everything. We got a whole lot of that. It's one time we do that. And speaking of spotlights, like I said, to start the season off, we got the spotlight music playlist, and this time, like it was in February, we did Philadelphia, the sounds of Philadelphia. We're doing New York, New York Volume 1. I can't do everybody from New York. It's impossible. It's impossible, hence the Volume 1. And it's all genres, writers, producers, whatever. If it's someone that's like from the West Coast, oh, they're from the West Coast. Yeah, but think about who produced the track or think about who wrote the lyrics. So it's about New York, not this city. It's New York, the state also. Going forward, since we did the first two picking it, you guys get to do it going forward. So, for example, I'll go to Facebook and I'll put categories or whatever. You guys just put which one in the comments. No extra comment is added. Just put the names of who you want. I'll count off who has the most votes, and then we'll go from there. Now, if it's no one votes or it's a short vote or a shortage of votes, then we'll make the decision. If it's a tie, we'll make the decision. But ultimately, it's up to you guys. So after this, whenever we do it again, because it's not every month or it's bi-monthly, it's kind of spontaneous and sporadic that I will pull the spotlight on something. And then, like I said, I'll give y'all the category. Y'all pick which one you want. And that'll be the spotlight music playlist for whatever month that is. 11 years ago yesterday, we started NYPA Entertainment Radio. Which wasn't our first show. Now, we go back 2 to 3 years prior to that.
Let's go further back.
Prior to that, we had a music video show that we didn't host. We kind of were behind the scenes, and I think looking back on it recently, we should have hosted. I think, and not knocking the people that hosted for us, we obviously would have did a better job, but we were like, nah, we'll be behind the scenes. So Joe did the camera, I did the producing of the host, what to say, and the whole nine. It just didn't work for a lot of reasons. The hosts we had, they were good, but going, like, looking back at that, we do this, we could have did ourselves. Quite frankly, we know how to do it. We could have just did it. The show ran like a year and a half, 2 years or something like that, though.
Yeah, it was around about a year, 2 years.
Yeah, around like 2 years, a year, whatever. And it wasn't, like I said, it's a music video show called Triple Threat Video. And that ran for a year, it 2 years.
It was actually a show that I created. Yeah, it was actually a show that I created, Triple Threat Videos. You know, unfortunately, you know, it didn't go as the way that I had planned it to.
It was a spinoff from the Zone that you had. It was a spinoff of that.
Right.
And we took that concept and we did it. But yeah, we was like, all right, we're going to be behind the scenes and what have you. And that just didn't, it lasted as long as it did. Moving on, here from 2010, Zoe's a part of another show at this station in the Bronx. Now, if y'all follow this show for the past few years, we never named the person by name. So I borrowed the name from one of my favorite movies, Private Parts, and we call this person Pig Vomit. So Pig Vomit had this station in the Bronx. Very innovative, smart guy, what have you. And Zoe's a part of the show with this guy named Big Rich. So he never really showed up. He had a slot every Saturday from 2 to 3. But he was inconsistent, never really showed up. This time around, this one time, I called up the God Squad, Curly Face, Bo, Alexander, great, coming up from Philly. They call me. They said, well, over George Washington Bridge. Cool. I hang up. Just so happened, Zoe called me and said, hey, Big Rich can't do the show. I said, he got to do it. I can't tell him to go turn around. They're crossing the bridge. So we sat there. I was like, I don't really want to do it. And I said, how about we do it? And Zoe was like, I don't know. Right. I said, all right, well, let Pig Vomit know. All right, so he told Pig Vomit. He called Pig Vomit. Vomit was like, y'all guys can do it. That's fine. Whatever. Okay. Never did before. It looked easy. That's what I thought when I seen it. Like, I sat on some of the Big Rich shows.
And also Big Rich said that we can do it because it was his show.
It was his show. Yeah. He was like, go ahead. He was like, he wasn't going to show up. You can get the permission. I was like, all right. Once we agreed that we was going to do it, he talked to Big Rich. Big Rich didn't care. He told Pig Vomit. Vomit was like, all right, whatever. Somebody fill that slot. We went in, did it. It was easy. We liked it. It was like, all right, we can do this. And about a month later, under the name of NYP Entertainment Radio, under the company's name, we did have the radio on there. We did the pilot episode with C. Merkin, who was a producer from Philly. And then everything just took off from there with the antics of working at that studio under Pig Vomit and his cronies. The antics began. They did there. Now, in the 10 years, going on 11th year, of all the shows we have done, let me back up a little bit before I get to that point. When we started, there was a whole list of shows very similar on his lineup.
Right.
Everyone was a hip-hop show, right, Zoe? And everyone had a DJ for hip-hop. So you and I was like, okay, we gotta kind of be different. So right. So we both said, get rid of the DJ. And it was like, we love music. Let's have different types of music. How about we put a playlist together? Ding! Ladies and gentlemen, the birth of our music playlist. It started right there. The music that you hear now, the music playlist, that was the birth of it, because we would email them or give them the list of music from all genres, past and present, and was like, we don't want a DJ. We'll play this. However, we won't flip the script. We'll have a DJ come on once a month, a different DJ, just to kind of shake things up. Cool. That stands apart. We look over to our right. There's a booth in this small studio that wasn't being used. It had a stool, had mops and brooms in it. So we looked.
The storage.
It was storage. Broken. It was storage. So we looked over there and we were like, we could use that. Can we use that? He's like, yeah, nobody else using it. So I clean that out. We're going to use it, and we're going to call it the Lyricist Corner. And if we get a hip-hop artist on here, you're going to go, we're not going to sit at the desk and do it. Get in the booth, get the real, you're going to spit. Because what Alonzo loves to do is put people on the spot who can sing or who think they can sing and rap. And he'll tell you, hey, you think you rap and sing? Do it. And if you stutter, Zola, you can't do it and walk away from it. I've seen him do it 1,000 times. It's hilarious. I feel bad because I laugh in their face because he'll tell you, oh, I know how to sing. Okay, sing. You know, never mind. He'll walk off. Oh, I'm a rat. I spit something. You got a beat. Nope, bye. He'll walk away. And this is real. It is. I'm not exaggerating. He does that and don't look back. He'll just keep walking. You ain't ready. And keep walking. So that was our way of getting people to do, you know, the spit or whatever. You see the booth. Oh, we go to the booth. We on camera, whatever. Well, as time went on, a lot of people start stealing our ideas. So all of a sudden, everybody else want to use the booth now. You turn on the network, everyone's in it now. Before it was storage. It wasn't even, it was dark in there, stools, mops, brooms, food wrappers, like it was just storage. It wasn't being used. and they were stealing it. All right, that's cool. That's fine. In our first year, we had Michael Bivins. He had Kool G Rap. We was knocking it out the park. I didn't quite frankly. Yeah. I was like, all right, I don't know how far this is going to go. I don't know about you, Zoe. I was like, I don't know how far we're going to go with this. I don't know how long this is going to last. Our background is more film and television.
None of us knew how long this was going to last. I mean, you know, I still didn't believe that we were going to be the 11 years strong and still going. I mean, you know, but we're here. 11 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's surreal to me.
Right. And it's something, again, I just fell into our lap. It was a radio show before it was a podcast. It was podcasting wasn't that strong yet. You heard a podcast, but it wasn't a household name. It was an internet radio. And as Pig Bomber called it, Radio Vision. You know, and it was streaming. And streaming wasn't that big. It was getting out there in 2010, but it wasn't as powerful as it is now. So,
right.
Season one, we go into season two. Pig Vomit gets a bigger studio, which we got them kudos on. Like, the studio was nice.
Which was nice. So, it was nice.
Yes. Yes. So, what Zoe and I did, we walked in there. We looked around. So, right, we won't have a lyricist's corner anymore, but we have a stage. He had, like, a stage up there, like a little platform. And then Zoe and I was like live performances. And that's exactly what we did. We were like live performances. We want to have live performances. We had a band. We had rappers and whole nine. So
singers, we had everything.
Singers, everything. This is where things are a little wonky now. Zoe loves this part. Season two is weird. So with this place and Pig Vomit's cronies, they would show up late. They'd be going to season one. They would show up late. They would show up hungover, show up in their pajama bottoms. They would leave our guests out in the cold. They would sabotage guests from Philadelphia, their music. Now, it was brought to my attention individually by these artists from Philly, and then I talked to Zoe privately. He said, you know what? They're right. I do notice that. I noticed prior to and after the soundboard, everything is fine. But when you play their music, all of a sudden, nothing works. Nothing is working.
Right.
It just all, I don't know what's going on here. So I was like, okay, Zoe knows it too. And I was like, well, maybe I've seen it, I heard it, but I was like, well, maybe it's all in my head. But individually, these different artists from Philly would say the same thing. And I confirmed with Zoe, he's like, yeah, right. They do that. So they sabotage me. So Pig Vomit and his cronies would screw up a lot. They never really respected our show. So they stole ideas from our show. They started using the stage to have a lot of performances. Well, one in particular, and they started stealing guests. So one in particular is the most famous story from behind the scenes. You probably can find it. You Google it, you'll find it. Interview with Joy Rocks. So a few days before, we had Joy Rocks on, a hip-hop artist. Female hip-hop artist. Had her on about a couple of weeks later. I get a call. Zoe says, go online and go to Pig Vomit Studio and just look at the show. Just look at it. Call me back. I go on there, the live show, and I see another show with the same engineer that's on our show with Joy Rock. So I'm like, yeah, they got our guys. They even give us a heads up. So I'm watching it. And they shout out everybody around the world, but not our show. Now, prior to this, Dre Rocks never set foot in that studio at all. Not at all. None of these shows heard of none of that. They all were there, or the engineer was there when she was on our show. So they never, no props or nothing. So enough was enough. So Zoe and I had a conversation. Going to the next show, we didn't know what each other was going to say. We were just mad. So, again, we not knowing. We did the show, did our playlist, boom, 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 did our antics. Hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Near the end, I said, before we close this out, I'd like to say something. Now, Zoe don't know what I'm going to say, and I don't know what he's going to do. For all we know for each other, we're not doing nothing. We're just going to, like, whatever. So I go in, and we started literally whipping our penises out and pissing on the studio and disrespecting them. We was talking shit on them. And the engineer's laughing. And we're talking about Pig Vomit, and he's laughing. And we're looking at each other like, dude, this guy realized we're, like, talking, but we're disrespecting y'all, like, on the air. And we'll come back next week like nothing happened. So I'm, y'all still in this, y'all, but I'm going in. And I'm done. And Zoe said, shout out to Joy Rock. And then his face turned red when he realized, like, I'm talking about you, you clown, and the rest of your cronies that work here that's stealing our ideas and stealing our guests. We get up, we go over there, shake his hand, say, all right, yo, walked out, never seen him again. Never seen him again. Never came back.
He never showed back up.
He never showed up again. Never. His face turned red. He's a light-skinned cat. His face turned red like a tomato. And once we said that, that was it. He just stunned. And I was like laughing at him. Came back the next week like nothing happened. You know what I mean? Like nothing happened. Did our show and kept it moving. Well, in the middle of season two, because we felt the disrespect coming from Pig Vomit and his cronies, I fell into some financial hardship. I was like, dude, I got to wrap this up. By this time, it's October 2012, and I got to wrap this up. I'm like, I can't keep going with this. I got a lot of stuff going on. So we shut it down October 2012, not knowing if we were going to continue or not. But we talked about this thing called a blog talk radio that does podcasts. We were like, I said, well, that's audio. Nobody's going to be able to see us. But that's where podcasting was coming through. Like, all right, I found it. Didn't really think nothing about it. January 2013, I landed in Philly, started a blog talk with NYPA and Timmy Radio. It was different. We weren't on camera. So now we're doing it. We went through a little bit more season two, stopped again in the summertime in the middle of season two, financial things on my end. All right, so boom, fast forward, finished out season two. In early September, it started season three in September 2013 and went forward from there. Down the line, the God Squad came back, Curly Face and Bo. They said, listen, we want y'all guys to be the flagship at Sweep Studios and Levis and Vine here in Philly, down Center City. We want y'all guys, you ain't got to do nothing, but we love you, show you guys, bop, show you love, you ain't got to do anything. So we back on camp. Boom, back. We doing our thing. Unfortunately, due to situations beyond our control, the owners of the studio had a little falling out, and we got caught in the middle, but we came back to Blog Talk. And then from there, we started growing a little bit more. We end up on Anchor, which was Spotify, Google, and all this stuff. And now, instead of just kind of being one market, kind of local, whatever, we're moving to global. I see the downloads and other countries and whatever, this kind of, it's just humbling to see that. That's India and the Philippines and all over. It's taking time to listen, along with you guys stateside, to listen to us for 2 hours for the past 10 years. It's a great thing, and we definitely appreciate it. Now the question is, will we be back on camera? Yes. When? Can't tell you. Where? Can't tell you. But we will. Camera is going to do that, and it's going to be a different feel and look. It's not going to be the same thing we had years ago. Funny thing, years ago. In the early years, funny saying that too, in the early years of it, but it will be cameras involved. That's happening. Since things are clearing up now, and it's, you know, and everybody's kind of getting back to normal, a lot of people picking up projects that they dropped and we're getting back there. But this camera, you will be seeing faces in the whole nine in the coming future. So the camera is being back in play. But it's going to be a little bit different. Of course, I got to put a caveat in there, a little innovation in there. It's going to be something different with it, but it won't be the same. In the 10 years we've been here, former guests have had shows similar to ours. In fact, a couple of years back, someone started the same format of this show and even had the co-creator and co-host join them. Didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't last. It ain't us. But as I ran a few episodes, but it didn't last. Then recently, I seen another former guest try the same thing. I don't know if it's still on, but I found someone same platform type thing, layout, like we used to do it. And I was like, oh, y'all trying to be like us. Now, no one else is going to notice that, but I can. If I show it to Zoe, he will see it. It's just because I know who the person is. And I see them very similar to how we used to do it. And prior to that, they didn't do it before that. It was just afterwards. Because I've seen them come back on Pick Vomit's network along with Pick Vomit's other shows. So prior to that, they didn't know anything about Pick Vomit and his crony. But as years went by, I seen him go on the network, going to his other shows, and that's fine. And I seen him kind of still take from what we had or have or whatever the case may be. I'm flattered. That's fine. But there is an influence there. And I see when people been on our show, I've seen them try to do it. It's cool. But if you're going to do a show, it takes dedication. It's hard. It's not easy to do a radio show, internet radio podcast, whatever you want to call it. You got to put your all into it. You got to take that time to go if you want to be successful at it. You can't just like, oh, I don't have time. No, you got to sacrifice. You got to do your thing. You got to commit to it. Hence 11 years. So you got to raise this thing. You got to push it. You got to grind. Especially when you're doing it independently. You got to keep it going. It's easy to give up.
Right.
And there's times that I felt like I wanted to. And there's time when the show wasn't on. The time the show wasn't on for a while. And people ask, and so they ask Alonzo, what's up with the show, man? I got this person. I haven't heard it. This. And you're like, oh, wow, okay. Wow. And it's good to hear that. Like, people enjoy our antics and our guests and the music and the whole nine. And we appreciate that. In the 10 years we've been on, it's a funny thing. In the 10 years we've been on, there has been two guests that's been banned from the show. Zoe, who are the two people, if you remember?
I know you said Mikey J.
Yep, whack-ass Mikey J is number one.
And I can't remember the other one you said.
Comedian Lunell. That's her.
Oh,
you ain't familiar with Lunell?
Right.
He's in Eddie Murphy's movie Coming to America 2 and the Dolomite film. You know her. Now,
we had her on the show twice. And both times that we had her on the show, it was like, you know, she wasn't into the, you know, in the interview at all. Like, she was trying to be sarcastic in a lot of ways, you know, what answering certain questions. So I don't know if that's the way she is or she was trying to be comedic about it, but we didn't take it as that. We took it as she was being sarcastic. So because of that, I mean, you know, shout out. You know, shout out to Mary Moore who made that happen. You know, continue rest in peace to her. But we just felt that, you know, she was being very sarcastic with a lot of the answers that she was, you know, from the questions that we were asking of her. And, you know, from that, we decided that we weren't going to have her on again because of that.
No, he's being too nice. The bitch had an attitude, bottom line. She was a nasty ass. Yes, he was the worst guest we had. We had something next to Mikey J. We had him, and she was nasty. So F her, she ain't back on this platform, now on this franchise. Damn that, she was horrible. Mikey J, his whack ass, because he's a liar, sneak, a cheat, a con. He's full of shit. He tried to weasel his way back on here a year and a half ago, and he got the name messed up trying to trend it and all that stuff. He got the name mixed up. How you gonna get the name mixed up? You on our show? You gonna sneak your way on, calling, hey, let's go home. Hey, why you got the initials all messed up? And you go, I'm remaking Beach Street. I'm remaking Through the Hard Way. Hey, mama, you ain't making nothing. He's a liar, a con, a whack ass artist, banned for life. He's number one. Lanelle's number two, banned. You know, come on, this show, I'll shut him down. He tried it again. Those two are banned. You don't come in someone's house and just be disrespectful. You know, you're a guest. We welcome you on. It's respect. You go back and forth. We have some fun with the banner. You're not going to come on with an attitude and be nasty. You're not going to come on and lie to our listeners and fabricate the things you have done or what you're going to do. No, we tell the truth to our guys. We tell the truth to them. We don't bullshit. We love you guys. We hold you guys to a high standard. We're not going to bullshit you. We're going to tell you all the truth. We're going to be straightforward. We're not going to have somebody come on and lie to you. That's not the business I want the show to be in. We're going to be as honest as possible, saying when you guys are honest with us. If you don't like what we're saying or doing, then you let us know. And a lot of people have called in and said some things about us or said some things about the show and disagreed with us on a lot of different topics. And we want to give that back to you. We want, you know, we shoot from the hip. speak our minds, and we like to be straightforward with you guys.
Now, to let people know, the Mikey J situation, you know, I'm still cool with him. We're still friends and all, you know, but he did got some films out that he did and is out now. But the Beach Street, as he was saying, I haven't seen anything about that, you know, other than the actual Beach Street that came out years ago, like, what, in the 70s or 80s, early 80s or something like that? Beach Street?
No, Beach Street came in 85, man. Beach Street came out in
85. 85. So that's the only Beach Street that I know of, you know, that came out then. But
listen. Go ahead, man. I ain't plugging this movie.
Go ahead.
Whatever. That shit went to Blockbuster, and Blockbuster don't even exist no more. Damn movie. You fucking liar. That's your boy, whatever. You going to talk on him? That's fine. But I'll shit on him all I want because he ain't no friend of mine. So he ain't 7 foot on this version or any other version, on camera or audio, not on this show, not no more. Damn that. Get that. That's it. You can tell him I said, I hope he's listening too. Try it, you won't get banned. Continue to get banned and shut down. Moving on. Now, in the past 10 years, like I said, we, as Zoe mentioned, we had a lot of great PR people who helped us out. Mary Moore's one of them. We're going to shout out them all out, Hana and Associates, and a lot. We want to shout you out at the end of the show and so forth that helped this show move along, took the time out to give our show a chance with their guests, whether rappers or singers or actors or comedians or authors or politicians. They all came in here. Celebrities, up-and-coming celebrities, and so forth, and legends alike have came on this show within the past 10 years. And it's been an honor. We've always been humbled by people taking the time out to want to come on this platform and talk to you guys and talk to us. Blog Talk, people over there are cool, been home for us since 2013 and 2014. Anchor and Spotify team and all that over there, and Apple and those cats and everybody that Sounder and Bullhorn and everyone that has our show on that platform. That gives us the opportunity to let our voice be heard once a week and so forth. Appreciate that because they easily deny it or what have you. And, of course, you guys, the listeners who downloads it, who shares it, who comments, who subscribe in the whole nine, we definitely appreciate that. We definitely appreciate it. We're going to continue thanking you guys throughout the show, definitely at the end of the show, for supporting NYP Entertainment Radio. And there's more things to come. I still got some jewels I'm going to drop in between the music breaks and so forth. So, but, yeah, back on camera soon, and a lot of things we'll get into a little bit later in the show. We do have topics, so we're going to get to that after our first music break of the Spotlight playlist, New York, New York, Volume 1. We'll sit back, relax, got some more stuff to get into, and we'll be back after the music break. NYPA, Entertainment Radio.
Yeah, it's time, Black, it's time. You feel that magnetic, right? Let's get 'em.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. If the perp don't get 'em, then the cocaine will. And you know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly. Ain't life a bitch, girl, just divorce me. Time be frosty. That's why you only get one chance to cross me. Three different chicks, one caramel mocha coffee. Heaven help me, 'cause I'm still caught in the wheel.
Luxury car living, I'm Allen hopping, the album's dropping. Deuce champagne, the Henny gallons popping. Processing the accolades of life, calculating the hate, evaluating the price is known. On style alone, I could carry my own. Calm demeanor, though with various tones, I raise hell. When your features is as fresh as your sneakers, you age well. From the beeper ever, a reefer puffer that make bell. won't tell. Been through it, been influenced, been a student, bossed up, it's been a movement, can't stop it. Rocking chains and flying objects, frames over the optics, I refrain to gossip, gotta get it. It's vivid, defining physics for mining critics. My kind is exquisite, respect first, then we focus on net worth. That's how I work from the dirt when it's thirst and death flows.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll up hill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. In the perp, don't get him in the cocaine wheel.
They're killing themselves.
You know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
Kids in the dope bodies, we popping the most molly, provoke homies, that's why it's cocked and close by me. Clear vision, never steer, my ears listen, I hear different, it's a scarce weird condition. Move Dolly, send whoever, he can't hold me. Dance like Durant on the court, a young Kobe. Sun cozy, backspin, I'm past 10. What I spill can make an ice grill nigga crack a grin. Gotta school him, too many fraudulence to fool him. One to them, or the police or I'm a doom. It's dysfunction, in the mix, don't miss nothing. From crack flips to now rap shit, it's just hustling. Follow suit, find a circle on alley-oop. And you too can hop in Ferraris and Audi coupes. King status, though from dreams to seem lavish. But anything attached to a fiend could bring madness.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll up hill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. If the perp don't get him in the cocaine wheel. You know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
The saga continues.
Just dance, just dance. Just dance, just dance. Check that ass, check that ass. Met this French chick at a bar, face like a supermodel, body like a porn star. Yeah, brain like Einstein, game like AI, stacking that money high. Yeah. Girl, you know you a porn star, you should be on my team. Yeah, you know we going far, yeah. And I know you feel my eye beam, staring at your ass, girl. Damn, girl, yeah. Yeah, you know you got that money maker, shake it like a salt shaker. Ooh, you was a heartbreaker. Wait up, we gotta talk, get up. Dance bar, get up, stand fuck, split up. Get back, make up, dance that, cake up. And I'll be waiting for you while you do make up. But wait up, I gotta call Nate up. Cause Nick just bought some shit, we bout to get baked up. Yeah,
and
take the
elevator. Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam, they like
girl, your body good, dog. Girl, your body good. Boardroom smart, but I love it when they hood. Aquazura Amazon sandals in that emerald green. Same color gown by Alexander McQueen. And the cheek is hopped in that Bentley SUV. I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is she? True looking like Al. Body's like blah. Even a chubby pal had a face like wow. Leaving the world film set. Looking so correct. Yeah. Finest thing walking through Montreal, Quebec. Club the boom next spot. 1738 shots, bottles of Ciroc while my man Roots rock. Shorty sipping Molson Dry, zoning off that Chaka. No doubt I feel managed, but don't wanna take advantage.
Let that vixen pass by.
Ella, I gotta get with her. 5 foot of all on her mouth like liquor. Like liquor.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass.
Hey babe,
hey babe,
I'm thinking about popping the question.
Oh my
like,
God.
Do you wanna watch boxing or wrestling? I joke a lot, but I'm serious than XM. My heart pounding, so cardiac arrest him.
Why?
Because
why?
I'm so in love with ya. Type of woman that'll fart in the tub with ya. She not on IG, Facebook, or Twitter. You try to hit her, she'll right hook a nigga.
Right.
French kissing me while we sitting in traffic.
Why?
I exhale well with my Angela Bassett. Breathe in. breathe out.
Hey.
After sex, I swear to weave out.
Hey.
Ayo, Fife, I feel that the vibe is right. We glowing, our eyes brighter than neon light.
Okay.
Her beats the bomb and I shop for shoes. You don't get it, then it's not for you. Dig it.
Woo.
Go.
Hey. Yo. Just dance, girl. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Get 'em.
Hey, shake that ass, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Yo, just dance, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Look at 'em.
Hey, shake that ass, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Yes, sir. Fife Dawg,
Fife Dawg,
Illa J,
Illa J,
Red Man,
Red Man,
Potato Head, people wanna beat. Rasta Roots, Ali Shaheed on the mix. Man, you got this shit knocking, bro. Back. We miss you, Fife. Forever, nigga.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, thinking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Draped in metal and fiber optic. We're mercenaries paid to trade hot stocks for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hot knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless. With no conscience. Back streets stay darkened. For unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened. Like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet. And if you choose to eat, you could lose your teeth. Many crews retreat. Nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages. NASDAQ averages. My narrative grows to explain its existence. Amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she blends sunshine. Breathe in. Inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. Smoke retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing. Chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath. Sitting on the steps, we stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and ghetto birds were waters for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beast walked the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers. Plunging to death that's painted by the numbers will crawl under plow pressure. Cats is playing God but having children by a lesser baby mother. But up here, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pulled when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Looking the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she bends sunshine.
Breathe in.
Inhale vapors from bright stars that shine.
Breathe out.
Green smoke retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient mating call.
I can't take it, y'all.
I can feel the city breathing. Just heaving against the flesh of the evening. Die before it died like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt the spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotions, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed 7 steps to heaven. Inhale, waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of the Cold War, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Slap by the window with a clutch dome, listening to shorty cuss long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong.
tried to call or at least beat the Lord, but didn't have a touch on. The dog and dog world, you got a much on. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the checks, creating plush homes. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he thought traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been past downtown. I heard the city breathing his sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. I heard my man breathing his sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night since she blessed sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine. Breathe out, smoke retrace the skyline. Your heart of face ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, John. I can feel the city breathing.
Welcome back to the 11th season premiere of NYPA Entertainment Radio. That was just a taste of the New York Volume 1. I said I can't put everybody on this. I got a little bit of everybody, though. I got a little Sinatra. I got a little bit of everything. I got some Rick James. I hooked it up, y'all. Y'all going to get some of it today. All in, baby. All right. In. My second home, New York. Zoe, I do believe we have a caller who's called in.
Calling on air.
NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Hello, hi, this is Letitia James. I wanted to wish you guys congratulations on your 11 years.
Oh, thank you.
So congratulations. You're welcome.
We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn,
BK,
cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. And you guys are doing a great job. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye, Zoe.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Zoe, we're going to get into it. We got some stuff we're going to get into. We're going to have to go a little somber, and then we go pick it up. Okay? All right. So this week, or whatever, we lost two legends. In entertainment, we'll start with AJ Johnson. Friday,
yeah, that's not
House Party. It's crazy. We're now getting over Michael. We're just now trying to get through Michael K. Williams, and this comes up and around the same age. And it's just like, come on, like, what is going on?
I don't know what's going on because it seemed like, you know, people are dropping in their 50s. It's like, what's going on here? It's like it's getting ridiculous now. You know, when I looked at social media and I seen that, you know, that he had passed, I was like, wait, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's like we just lost,
Michael.
Yeah. We just lost him. And it's like now, you know, AJ? Like, come on, this is it's out of, you know, it just baffled me. They say allegedly with the Michael K. Williams that allegedly that, you know, he died of a drug overdose. They say accidental.
Right.
So that's what's going on right now in the corner.
Right. Now, in this situation with A.J. Johnson, nothing came up yet. They said the actor was discovered lifeless in Los Angeles, in a Los Angeles store. And was later taken to the hospital where he's pronounced dead. Johnson officially calls of death has not yet been shared publicly. And you've seen him in House Party and House Party 3 and Pants and Minister Society. Anything in the 90s, he was in. Sitcoms, he was like the guy in the 90s. He was there. He was in it. I got the hookup. I got Hot Boy, all in Master P films. He was in it. He was there. And a young cat, too. You know what I mean? So it's sad and startling. Like, obviously it came out of nowhere. And it's interesting because Ice Cube, you know, said the message he wished, you know, Anthony A.J. Johnson was still around because he would love to use them for the next installment. You might as well, because we don't have John Witherspoon, we don't have, you know, A.J. Johnson, we don't have Debo. It's just like, it's just a little too late, in my opinion. I got to be honest. You know what I mean? Three of the key people that kind of helped make Friday a classic, unfortunately, no longer with us. You know what I mean? These guys, their characters are all individually funny that you look forward to when you watch the movie or any movie that they're in. These guys, well, you know, they're funny. They always, you know, steal the scene, so to speak. You know what I mean? You don't forget their character or their part.
Right. You
know what I mean? So, but
it's just sad, you know, because I'm seeing on social media that they got a GoFundMe, you know, account set up on behalf of, you know, AJ. You know, then I find out, you know, later that, you know, despite all the movies that he was in, he didn't get paid much.
Yeah.
For these movies. And it's like, it's sad. It's like, wow. It's like, you know, he became like a, you know, people knew who he was. It's like, why wasn't he paid, you know, a decent amount of salary for the work that he has done?
Right. I've kind of heard that also in terms of John Witherspoon, the same thing. A lot of movies he were in, I think he was paid the perdemium for what he said in the interview. And it is interesting, and we won't go down a rabbit hole here, of these talented people that are not getting their, you know, what they deserve, you know, what the worth and so forth. But, yeah, and I remember A.J. Johnson saying in the interview, and John Witherspoon said the same thing. They both was in the same movie. And they both talked about Friday. I think one – they both said one got paid more than the other, but it was still low overall compared to Ice Cube and Chris Tucker and so forth. So, yeah, but nevertheless, if you're not too sure who A.J. Johnson is, go back. And he's in every movie practically in the 90s, in every sitcom that was made in the 90s. He was in it.
Yeah.
He definitely was in it.
Music videos, everything.
Everything. And then we go further back and we lose a legend, innovator in film, the godfather of black cinema, Melvin Van Peebles. Melvin Van Peebles was one of the pioneers in the blaxploitation films. It was Sweet Back Badass Song. Woo! Man. Melvin Van Peebles. He's the man. Melvin Van Peebles is the man. I studied him when I was in film school in college, Lou. Like he's the man. I'm not even gonna get to
his
history because it's too long for me to read. But he's a genius, innovator. His first movie, he did it old school style, extreme budget. Gave up like everything he had. He put into it. Cosby helped him out. Put his movie together. He put Earth, Wind & Fire on the map by the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. He was an upcoming band. He did that. He just it was an innovative man. He was just very unique. And back in 2003, there was a movie his son portrayed him because he looked just like him, called Badass. It was about him making his first film and what he went through. He lost his sight, one eye, and he went through a lot of hardship to get this out there. There were a lot of racism too. To get this shown in movie theater, and he kicked the door open, and everybody come flooding through. So it just he helped start it. You know, before that was Oscar Mache and a few others, but in that era of getting it really there, the mainstream and the whole nine, Melvin Van Peebles was that dude. Y'all need to Google him and check it out. So tell him about it.
Yeah, they really do need to Google him. He's definitely a genius at the work that he's put out there. You know, again, I don't know who he is. Google him up. I'm sure some of the films that y'all seen in the past and didn't know that Melvin Van Peebles created it, you will be surprised. Trust me, you will be.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that out.
So his first film, you know, Sweetback's Badass Song, was made for around $500,000, including the $50,000 provided by Cosby, which I just mentioned. It grossed $14 million at the box office, despite it getting an X rating and limited distribution and mixed critical review. He got all that back and then some. And it, like I said, just like I said, if you watch the movie Badass '03, it gives you a very detailed what he went through, the ratings he got, the racism he dealt with, the whole nine. And it was, you know, it was just one of those things where he was that time with him and Shaft and Superfly and all that. And, yeah, Melvin Van Peebles was definitely a pioneer and innovator in film industry altogether. So y'all got to Google it, YouTube, do whatever you got to do. Melvin Van Peebles is the man. That's the man. You like cinema, you like movies. Yeah, that's that dude right there. I can't say enough about him. About what he did and how he went, you know, he sacrificed for what he loved, and it paid off. He stuck with it no matter what was the obstacle, what was in his way. He still fought and got it out there no matter what. Nothing, he just did it. He wanted to get it, nothing to stop him. Blindness and one eye, whatever. He still went out his way and made sure that he was heard. Art was out there, and that right there can show you, like, don't give up on your dream. Don't let nothing stop you. You figure it out. You might be delayed,
yeah.
But you keep going.
I mean, you got to think of the era, you know, when we had the Jim Crow laws and all that stuff, you know, segregation and all, and he still was able to get it out there, and he still was able to be as successful as he was, you know.
Yeah,
Great guy. And I heard that, you know, I never, you know, got the opportunity to meet him, but I heard he was a down-to-earth, well-rounded guy. You know, he's very approachable.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I've seen a lot of people that online that I know that actually met him and did some stuff with him. And I heard, yeah, he's really, like, really laid back, really cool and down-to-earth. And I like to hear stuff like that, so... But definitely condolences to those great artists and check out their films. They go live on forever, whether it's A.J. Johnson and all his films that he was in and TV shows, or Melvin Van Peebles being behind the camera and at times in front of the camera himself. So their work will definitely live on. All right, so we're going to get into some other stuff. Now, I'm going to see if I can piss you off a little bit. All right, I got some Versus news for you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of Versus news. All right, so wait a minute. I ain't like that. Uh-huh. You already revved up. Okay. So I have Drew Hill. They're calling out 112.
I heard that.
Jagged Edge. And Boyz II Men.
Any R&B group they calling out.
Any R&B group, even Jodeci also.
Yep.
They're calling them all out. Now, what I'm saying to you, which is the best matchup, and who will win?
Let's see. If I would go with, I think the best matchup for them will probably be. Now let me get this because they also said that they have to actually sing, not lip sync off their song. They did say that also. That they can take on, you know, any R&B male group. They didn't say male group, but any R&B groups out there. But they will have to actually sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think, well, that's a good one, because all of them would be a great matchup, to be honest. I will put them against maybe Jagged Edge.
I can see that. That'll be good. It's a lot of potential there. With Drew Hill going up against Jagged Edge, or even I think they'll take over 112. I think they'll rule 112. However,
they would destroy 112. I think, because 112, they, to my opinion, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have their opinions on this, but I don't think they can really actually sing live. That's my opinion.
No. Now, I'm gonna be biased, obviously, and I'm gonna say they ain't gonna touch Boyz II Men. Yes, I'm being biased. They're not touching Boyz II Men.
No, they can sing. Those brothers can sing. And they have too much hits under their belt.
Exactly. They got a deep catalog. A very deep catalog. So, nay, that ain't happening. Mm-mm. They can try it. They can be bold enough to step on the stage. But, I ain't happening. I think more of the older people came out like Jodeci. I don't think they're going to hang with Jodeci. But I would love to see a battle between Jodeci and Boyz II Men. That would be good. That would be epic. Pure singing, and let them go at it. That would be good.
I can see Jodeci and Drew Hill go against each other. I can see that also.
I think Jodeci
because
got
you got
too
to
much.
Think. I mean, I think Drew Hill got some hits also. They got a lot of hits as well.
No, I'm not knocking that, but I think Jodeci has a deeper catalog. I think they have a deeper catalog. They've been around a little longer. They got a deeper catalog.
They may have a deeper catalog, but they can only sing a certain amount of songs, so they will choose which one is their best songs to put out there to go up against each other in verses. They're not going to sing all their catalogs.
No, but with that being said, they got more hits. With a deeper catalog, usually you have more hits to throw out. I could spit off at least a lot of hits that Jodeci have and give you maybe a little bit of Drew Hill. Same thing with Boyz II Men. Yeah, I didn't say you've seen the whole catalog, but with a deep catalog, you will have and you're successful, you're gonna have a lot of hits. And I think you're gonna hit for hit, they might drown them out.
You know, Drew Hill will definitely do their group song, and I'm sure that Cisco, of course, he's gonna do some of his solo projects. Just like Jodeci, they're gonna do their group hits, and of course they're gonna do the KC and JoJo. hits.
Which is still Jodeci. That's still the same face. That's it.
They got a lot of hits, but I can still see that matchup. You know, I probably would want to see that matchup more so than them against Jagged Edge. I don't really like Jagged Edge, to be honest with you. I never really cared too much for their songs.
Well, I think the Drew Hill Jagged Edge one would be perfect for each other. I think Jodeci would edge them out overall, but I think Jagged Edge and Drew Hill be even. I kind of prefer that matchup, but I'd rather see Jodeci and Boyz II Men go at it because those two in the early 90s were like the top two male groups, and then you got H-Town and everybody came after them. But they got stirring. Let's put this together. Let's get this going, which leads me to Diddy and Jermaine Dupri. Dupri's been calling out Diddy, and Diddy's like, I want Dr. Dre. I don't want you. I want Dre. I can go with Dre. You can't hang with me. So the rumor is apparently, or I guess he's going to eventually accept. Who knows? But I know Diddy's like, you ain't got enough for me. I want Dr. Dre.
Huh? Dre's not going to accept. I don't think Dre's going to accept that.
Well, Dre got turned off a year ago when one of the verses he was watching, he didn't like it. And he said, I can't do this shit. And this is what Speed says. And then he said, damn, I lost Dr. Dre. So he may change his mind down the line. But a year ago when the verses first came out and he was watching it, something happened. I can't remember exactly which verses it was. It was a bit of a debacle. And Dre called Swiss Beats. He was like, I don't want to do this shit. I can't do this. And Swiss Beats was like, I can't believe it. I just lost Dr. Dre doing the verses. He told him to watch it. He asked him to watch it. And I forgot which one it was. And it just didn't happen. Dre didn't like it. And there you go. But I think whether Dre do it or not, whatever.
So,
but I think the Jermaine Dupri and Diddy one will be good. And I love the trash talking.
Dupri and Diddy, who would you go for on that one?
Ooh, that's tough.
Who do you think will edge you up? Because they both got a plethora of hits, both of them.
That's tough. I'll go with Dupri because Jermaine Dupri does a lot of writing. He writes a lot of songs that we don't know that he has written. So he can play that also. Diddy might get him on the stuff he did on his own and Biggie or whatever. I might slightly edge it to Dupri because he's a writer and he writes a lot of people's songs. I might edge it out for him. This is a bit. I edge it out for him because he writes a lot of people's songs.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I like a lot of Dupri work. You know, I like a lot of his work that he's done. He brought people out there and made household names of them, just like Diddy did with the people that he brought out. But I think I would edge Diddy over Dupri, even though, you know, they would be kind of neck and neck going at each other. You know, but I would kind of edge Diddy out more so on that, because I think that with the hits that he put out, and, you know, again, nothing against Dupri, because he had a lot of hits. The Brat, Bow Wow, mm-hmm. everybody that he put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Diddy. I'm going with Diddy on this. So I think he will edge out Jermaine Dupri.
Because of the writing part, because he wrote a lot and produced, but just straight writing, I'll give the edge to Dupri. And I love the trash talking, and this is how Versus is supposed to be. Y'all still cool,
it's
but you're trash
like
talking. And
fun.
This is like you go hit for hit. It's fun, exactly. Yeah. It's all in fun. It's like there's no hate there. It's just competitiveness, and that's how it's supposed to be. You know why? I think they've been listening to the show. I've been saying that for a long time now. Be more competitive. And they're doing it now.
Yeah,
they're doing trash talking.
Do just
now
like what,
they're going at it.
Right. Yeah. Do like what boxers do. Boxers do it all the time. They trash talk with each other. You're doing that because you want to generate the audience. You want to get them involved. You want to get them to watch, to listen. So it's the same as with music. You know, you trash talk each other. They don't hate each other. It's like the Fat Joe and Ja Rule versus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ja Rule, no, he lost big time. You know, that wasn't even a competition. That was in the competition, and I like a lot of Fat Joe's music, but Ja Rule hits was just far too much over Fat Joe. Fat Joe couldn't hang.
Yeah.
It was all love. After it was done, they all hugged it out, and they both gave each other props.
It was but now people, you got to mistake talent for hits. Here's the thing, in my opinion, Ja Rule was more semi-mainstream radio friendly type thing, party anthem, clubs and such. Joe, he went back and forth, but mainly he was a straight lyricist and, you know, coming at you. At the end of the day, it was still good. I'm glad they did it that way, taking shots at each other, trash talking, but it was all love at the end of the day. And Ja Rule did take, he had a little bit more hits. More mainstream hits, more of the club anthems and the whole nine for the ladies and the clubs and whatever. That's him. You know what I mean? So, but that's what I like. I want competitiveness. Now, we're going to go on a music break. When we come back, because I want your opinion on one more Versus, then we got some more stuff to get into. So stick around right here on the 11th season premiere of NYPA Entertainment Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Oh,
back to 11th season premiere of NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep it moving. Before I went to commercial break, I said I want more verses. I want to throw out to Zell, and he might have heard of this already. Cat Williams says Kevin Hart doesn't want the verses smoke. Now, we already, a couple of weeks ago, said Damon Wayans called out, if he had an opportunity, Dave Chappelle. This time around, Cat Williams saying Kevin Hart don't want this. What do you think, Zoe?
To be honest with you, I don't really like either one of them as a stand-up comedian. Comedians, I don't care for either one of them. You know, they don't really keep me laughing like that. They may have one or two punchlines that may make me chuckle, but other than that, I really don't care for either one of them as a comedian. If I would have to choose who would edge out who, I would probably think that Cat Williams would probably have better materials, but they would probably go with Kevin Hart because he's the more popular, comedian right now.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, in terms of Cat Williams, he's okay. His comedy's all right. Kevin Hart, I'm on a fence with him. Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes it's kind of the same thing. I think their styles are different. What they talk about is a little bit different. It's hard to choose. And you might, depending. I actually think a lot of people possibly may go more for Cat Williams. There's a lot of Cat Williams fans out there.
I'm
not a huge fan. I've seen some of his stuff. Some of it is funny. Some of it's not. Same with Kevin Hart, but I think a lot of people might go for Cat Williams. Me, I don't know per se because I can't really sit through their sets for so long without kind of getting bored. There you go. Bored. At the same time, bored. So, yeah, but I just, threw it out there. Listen, anyone listen to this live, y'all got an opinion, you're more than welcome to call in 516-387-1961, 516-387-1961. If you want to comment who you think will win between the two of Cat Williams and Kevin Hart, call in. All right, Zoe, what else? Mm-hmm. All right, Zoe, what else you want to get into?
Well, we've been talking about boxing on this show, NYPA Entertainment Radio, for some time, especially the theatrical stuff that's been going on with the MMA fighters and the YouTubers getting in the ring with, that they're making. But, now we got some real fighters calling each other out right now, or one calling one out. Allegedly, Oscar De La Hoya is calling out Floyd Mayweather Jr. and allegedly offering him $100 million to fight him again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Floyd made a lot of money, in his boxing career, being his own promoter. So he made a huge amount of money, boxing. So $100 million, I'm sure that he's not going to say, hey, we know Floyd like money. So it says now Mayweather is looking for his next challenge, and it seems like the challenge is coming from none other than Oscar De La Hoya. These two fought over a decade ago with Mayweather coming out victorious. Recently, De La Hoya told TMZ that he will fight against Mayweather again. He will offer him $100 million, as I said earlier. According to TMZ, Floyd's people are saying that the fighter is actually interested in taking on the on this fight, although he must get his $100 million. He won't do it for any less, and there seems to be some doubt that De La Hoya actually has that kind of money to blow on an exhibition. Either way, the proposal is intriguing, and De La Hoya coughed up the dough. If De La Hoya cough up the dough, the fans could be in for a treat. Yeah, they would be. This is a narrative that could last a while, so be sure to stay tuned. Of course, I hope this fight happens, because I would like to see Oscar De La Hoya and you know, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Go at it again. I don't understand why he never gave him the rematch to fight for the second time, you know, a decade ago. But it would be nice to see, you know, them going up against each other again for the second time if De La Hoya can cough up the $100 million to offer him, guaranteed $100 million. What do you think? Would you like to see something like that, or is this like past tense now and it's old, you know, and you don't want to see it?
Yep, you said it. I don't. Don't waste your money on that. No, De La Hoya, don't waste your money, because that seems like that's your whole, you know, your life savings. Don't do that. If they were younger, yeah, now I don't want to see them in there. It's not worth it. It's just something I don't want to see. We need to start seeing some young lions that are hungry, start putting the machine behind them and pushing them. This is something I don't want to see. It's just like, nah, you had your chance and you just didn't. Unfortunately, we can't relive the past and do it over again. So I'm going to have to be – that's going to have to be a hard no. Nope.
You know, they're definitely not the same fighters as they once was. They're definitely not that same fighter as they once was. Even Floyd Mayweather, you know, how sharp he was. He was more sharper years ago when he was much younger. He's still sharp today, but he's not as sharp as he was back then.
They just don't need to get in there. They just don't. It's not necessary. It really don't need to go in there. Which takes me to this. So finally, Riddick Bowe pulled from the Lamar Odom celebrity fight after the Holyfield TKO. Riddick Bowe will not be fighting against Lamar Odom next month. The boxing legend has been yanked from the event as a result of Evander Holyfield's performance earlier this month. As we previously reported on this show, the 53-year-old former undisputed champ was slated to go against the NBA champ at the James L. Knight Arena in Miami on October 2nd. But after the Real Deal suffered a brutal technical knockout against Victor Belfort at Triller Fight Club, celebrity boxer founder Damon Feldman decided it was best for everyone's safety to find a different opponent for the 41-year-old Lamar Odom. Bo had been training hard leading up to the fight, but ultimately the idea was scrapped. It's probably good news for all involved, and plenty of folks in boxing will be happy to hear it. After all, famous promoter Lou DiBella was livid with the idea of Bo getting in the ring saying no, just no. This is barbaric and beyond dangerous. Now, Feldman is on the search to find Odom's replacement at the last minute, so who knows, maybe it could be Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter too. As for Bo, he'll still be in the building for the event. We're told he'll serve as a ref for another fight on the card. And thank you for pulling that. Thank you. We said it here a couple of weeks ago. We don't need to see that. We don't need to see him in that ring. This guy does not look like he should be in any type of ring.
No, not anymore. He had his reign, but that is done. You're not like Tyson is, that Tyson still has it at his age. Riddick Bowe, too much hits in the noggin right now, and you just didn't look good in the sparring. Didn't look good at all, you know, so I'm kind of glad that you were smart enough after seeing Holyfield, you know, get dropped in the first round. I'm kind of glad that you had the smarts enough to say, hey, you know what? It's not for me anymore. I'm pulling out. And I hope that you remain that way. Stay pulled out. Don't even think about taking on somebody else that you could possibly beat. No. Do what you're good at. Continue training other people and get them ready to get out there and fight. But you get in that ring again, it may not look good for you. May not look good for you at all.
He already don't look good, dude. We've seen him. It's not going to end well. It's just don't look like he should be in the ring doing any type of boxing unless you're going to referee or something.
He looks tired.
Tired and drained. He does not, unless he does not need anyone trying to knock his head off. Because that is just, he just looks tired, drained, older than what he is, the whole nine.
Right.
So it's not a good look if he's back up in there, because God forbid something could happen to him. It's just, I'm glad they did that and didn't have him go in there.
Yeah,
and start,
I just don't want to see him hurt in there. You know, he created his legacy. You know, he's one of the greats out there, but you know, you don't want to see somebody go in there and seriously get injured, you know, in this sport, you know, especially when they don't look like they're physically able to fight again, to get back in the ring to fight again. And he doesn't look that mm-hmm. way. My opinion, by seeing him, he doesn't look like he's capable of getting in the ring and performing again like he once did in the past.
Right.
He needs to stay
right.
retired from it and train people. That's what he needs to do.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Moving on, the Fugees are back and they have a reunion show. However, they were late to their first reunion show.
I'm not surprised.
As if you should have to ask at this point, no, the first Fugees reunion did not start on time. Hip Hop Trio announced their reunion earlier this week. The first show set to be a pop-up in New York City, filmed for the upcoming Global Citizens Live event. That show happened on September 22nd at Manhattan's Pier 17 with Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, and Prize. Taken was staged close to 10:30 p.m. Hours past the show's advertised 7 p.m. start. Doors opened around 30 minutes late. After a sound check for the group's massive backing band ran over, the trio performed for around 45 minutes, running through songs from their second album, The Score, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, including hits like Ready or Not and Killing Me Softly. During a freestyle, proud Haitian Wyclef Jean, wearing the country's flag on a bandana, also took aim at the current Haitian migrant crisis. Give the Haitians a pass like you did with the people coming from Afghanistan. He addressed Joe Biden directly afterwards. Hill, meanwhile, took her solo time to speak on the group's complicated history and that their first performance together in over 15 years and about their first performance together in 15 years. Quote, I had to take a hiatus, she explained at one point. Later, Hill reportedly reminded the crowd, respect the miracle of this union. Respect that we can get on this stage and still do this.
Listen, I Lauryn Hill has a history of showing up for shows extremely late, according to a lot of her fans that were upset about that. So by the group not performing till 10-something after it was advertised for them to for showtime, 7 o'clock, you said, a little after 7, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering if, you know, Wyclef and Prize was there and they waiting on Lauryn to show up. I actually heard from somebody who was actually at the show and said, and they mentioned Lauryn Hill name specifically, not the rest of the group, saying that she showed up extremely late. So I'm assuming that's why the show didn't start on time, because she's known to show up on shows late. And for them to just perform for 45 minutes, I'm sure that it wasn't supposed to perform for 45 minutes. So they basically got robbed, you know, the people who came to support them. I've heard in the past that, you know, well, I heard during this that the show wasn't all that great. They didn't seem like they were into the music like they once was, and it didn't sound the same. So a lot of people were disappointed from their performance.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody didn't come to a concert to hear them to speak about political views. You know, so I think they could have left that out and performed the songs that they were supposed to perform. They didn't come out there to hear political views. You could use another platform for that. You come in there for a concert.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So with that being said, Let's hear some Fugees right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is Wyclef, Refugee Town, Criswell, Little Bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Drumming my pain with his fingers.
And I'm rolling where the service always roaming. I'm packing my bags and going. It's a challenging act. It's a balancing act. Visit beautiful places, it's more out here than the trap. Houses in Long Island, they always found him. House in the South, a nigga barely got out. Sunny LA, remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees fool you, nigga, be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me, too many wavy women. Gotta log out of IG, can't be my A's DMing. No kidding, it's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it, not like you musical niggas. We did it big and they biggest, they rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it, what it feel like to go miss it. In one city, one country, one state. Someplace to be nobody. Someplace to be. Someplace you wouldn't know probably. Someplace to be nobody. Dog bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines. Keeping us blind, vultures eat you alive. Take heed to the signs, wishing I find. One city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody.
All my time is spent focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent so many years living too uncomfortably, making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoiled, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself, fuck a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotaged, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world because you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is fucking reckless. Y'all niggas got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. Just might have to build my own city where y'all need a real nigga passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Welcome back to the 11th season premiere of NYPA Entertainment Radio.
You heard me, Zoe.
He's trying to save souls. Y'all complaining about her lateness. You heard her. Y'all complaining about
her
lateness.
Right.
She's saving souls.
That's right.
Talking to you. You're talking lateness. She killed that track. She killed that track, dude. And she killed
yeah.
that track. More Hills is damn. She don't, like, we had it on here. We do it every year, every March for Women's History Month. Female artists and so forth, and we had female MCs in the whole nine, and she rarely get mentioned as one of the female MCs that can just spit like crazy, like she can
yeah.
whatever, you know what I mean?
She got skills.
Yeah, Yeah, she killed that track, though.
Just stop.
What else you want to get into? You said she heard her. You complained about her lateness. You heard her. Saving souls.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But the fans who made her to be where she's at want to hear her perform on time.
Saving souls is more important. I'm in the middle. I heard. I'm just going by what she said. Hey, you roll that dice. You going to a Lauryn Hill Fuji show. You taking your chance. You better pack your food, pack your breakfast, and pack some snacks because you're gonna be a long night waiting on them to show up.
It's gonna be a long night waiting.
I wouldn't go. I don't know about the other two.
I know a couple of people who said that they would never go to a Lauryn Hill show again because of late all the time. So I know a few people who said that.
Well, listen, she said she's saving souls. I don't know about what the other two are doing, but at least she got an excuse. I don't know. But like I said, pack your snacks. You got to eat for a long night. So what else are you going to get into?
Yeah, Carl Payne, those who know him from Martin and, other shows in the past. Well, Carl Payne Carl said that he first didn't have a problem with Martin. And we're talking about on the show, Martin, with Martin Lawrence, his show. But once Martin started doing some foul things to him, then he developed an issue with him, and their tension lasted pretty much for the duration of the show. End quote. It's no secret we had a lot of tense days on the set. We had a lot of tense days. I live by a certain code of ethics. I'm from Harlem. You know how we do. Yeah, we had issues. He's speaking of Martin, had issues with himself, really. I think he was battling his own demons. You know what I'm saying? This is how he's speaking, allegedly. I wish him nothing but the best. Hopefully he's better now, in a better place. I don't think he was in a good place at that time, and that's pretty much it. It was a great place to work for a long time, and then it became a not-so-great place to work. I keep it professional as long as I can until you step over that line. You cross that line and you come at me in a way that I can't sleep at night, or I feel like you're threatening me, then it's a different story, period. We were all like family, and sometimes family fight. Families get down, you know what I mean, and I enjoy myself to the fullest when we were doing it. Filming, of course, he's talking about. So it's Carl saying that Martin was threatening him. Things got that heated. to put a nail in the coffin was when the interviewer, Jack Thriller, acknowledged that we all heard rumors about why the Martin show really went off the air, but that he understood that he shouldn't believe everything we hear, alluding to the rumors that Martin and Tisha Campbell Martin not getting along, and also Martin alleged drug use. Carl immediately responded to the interview by saying, "You should." And there you have it, people. Why you would have ever thought Cole and Martin were beefing behind the scenes. You know, I'm reading this, and it's really not stating anything of what went down on the set for why they were beefing. So it's like he was just talking around it. He's not actually explaining what happened on the set and what caused them to be in this long feud during the taping of Martin. So it was just a lot of confusion with this story, and it's not really saying anything. So if you're going to talk about something, y'all feuding on the show, then talk about it. Tell about it. Don't just say, we didn't get along on the show, and then you start going around in circles of trying to explain what happened, and you're really not explaining anything. So this is just garbage. This is just pure garbage. You know, he didn't say anything. He didn't explain what happened.
Yeah, it appeared to be like kind of really vague. So I'm like, well, get to the point of where he disrespected you. Like, what was the ending point? Like, what did he say or do? And he never got into that. So it's hard to comment on it, like you said, because it's like, well, he didn't say nothing. He didn't say in detail what happened, what could cause it, or what could cause the show to end, or why they're not, I guess, not cool right now, according to what he did in the past. So it's hard to comment because we're not going to speculate because it could be a plethora of things, you know?
Yeah.
So, hold on 1 minute. Hold on, Zoe. Wait a minute. Then we got a caller. Caller, you on the air. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
You on the air?
Hi. Hi. I'm Wendy calling from Westchester. I wanted to say congratulations on 11 years of standing the test of time. It means that your show is authentic and the people enjoy listening to you.
Oh, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And continue listening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're celebrating 11 years, everyone, in YPA Entertainment Radio, long time, over a decade. And like I said, you know what? Let me do one more music break, and then when I come back, we're going to wrap things up, and then I'll do my spiel then, and we'll do our thank yous and shout-outs for the past 10 years and as we enter to our 11th season. So one more music break, we'll come back, we're going to wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. My face gone, ass tight, rack stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last night. Hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy. I know that's right. Big bad pussy, not the Bentley Bentayga, man, Balenciaga party stacking all these bitches fuck. It's big bad pussy, not the Bentley Bentayga, man.
They got them three joints right there, man.
Yeah, that is dumb. Something to get in with that fitting, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do just that, man. Just that.
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can act you.
I don't
burning. I'm Big Daddy Long soaking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause it keeps feeding me too.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that. What am I? Some grabbing mate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
Now, you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is then, excuse me, miss. You can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper. That's what I'm about.
My man bought me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, because I don't go that route. I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives.
I got a man.
I told you I treat you right.
I
got come
a
on,
man.
I ain't no future friend.
I'm not.
Welcome back. As we wrap things up, excuse me, on the 11th season premiere of NYPA Entertainment Radio. As a reminder, like I said, today was the Spotlight Music Playlist. And since we started late in the month because of our season premiere, we're going to play through October. And then as of November, of course, we'll go back to our standard music playlist of different genres or what have you as of November 5th. Of course, we're going to round out the year with our annual holiday music in the month of December. I know you guys are looking forward to that one. So that rounds out the year, which I can't believe saying it out loud, that we're clearly at the end of the year. So like I said, Spotlight Music Playlist is going to stretch through October, November 5th. We're back to our standard one, and we're going to end the year in the month of December with our holiday music before we go into the holiday break and start back up in January 22. But right now, Zoe and I are going to wrap things up, and we're going to do our shout-outs and thank yous for the past 10 seasons and as we embark on our 11th one. So, go ahead, Zoe.
Yeah. Want to shout-out to everybody who continue to support us, who continue to listen to us. All the PR reps, you know, Hannah of Hannah Associates, Angelo Ellaby, the late, great Mary Moore, Tracy, Ulysses, we definitely grateful to all of y'all. You know, y'all been a big support to NYPA Entertainment Radio. You know, we're looking forward to 12 years, 13 years, and so forth and so on. Definitely, we thank y'all all for continuing to listen to us. And we also thank the two callers who called in to congratulate us. You know, we definitely appreciate it to all of y'all as well. Kyle, thanks for celebrating, you know, with everybody. You know, there's my boy Kyle on the other line, you know, from in Philly. You know, that's my boy for life. All of y'all know that already. We're going to continue on with this.
Definitely, like I said, who knew that 10 years ago we would meet 11th season with the obstacles that were given to us, starting with Pick Vomit and his crew and where we ended up at now and going forward. Thank everyone, like you said, all the PR people, Hannah Associates, the late, great Mary Moore, double people at Double Exposure, everyone, all our guests that we have for the past 10 years. Wow, there's a lot of them. I'm not going to remember all of them, obviously, but thank you, listeners and the people that download and tune in and take the time out to let these two knuckleheads entertain you, do their very best to entertain you 2 hours a week with music from all genres and us giving you our opinions and the whole nine. Thank the callers for calling in. And everyone else, like I said, the lines are always open. We do it live. And you can't catch it live. You can always download, subscribe, any other platforms that we're on, and just enjoy. You can binge listen to the past episodes. If you want to see footage or the earlier years, you do that. And you can even find Triple Threat video somewhere out there. You'll find our original show online on YouTube. You can type it in. It'll pop up. I've tried it a few times, and it'll pop up. But thanks to Zoe. We're coming up with creating the show with me and the stuff we came up together, in being innovative and being different. And thanks to the shows that stole from us and stole our guests and stole our ideas, some of our ideas and trying to stole our platform. Appreciate that. I appreciate you guys ripping us off. I'm flattered that you guys ripped us off and try to, and yet you're not still on the air. So, you know, there you go. That's the key thing. You can, you know, it's a form of flattery. But
can't be
thank
us.
You think everyone can't, yeah. You hate us because you ain't us. And it's about us. It's a spotlight on NYPA Entertainment Radio. And like I said, we're back on camera soon. When? I can't tell you, but it's not what you think it is. It's not going to be the way it was. It's something very different. So just stick around. Have patience. We're getting back out there in the world now, slowly but surely. Things opening back up, and people are now starting to talk and do projects and the whole nine. So camera time is coming, but yet here's another little hint. We're not going to leave Blog Talk either. Ooh, what do I mean? You have to find out. You're just going to have to find out. So with that being said, we're here live next week, 5 to 7 p.m. The 11th season has officially started. Thank you, everyone, for everything, for downloading, listening to the show, taking the time out to look at the postings I put up, listen to the trailers I put out for the show, which is a new feature now, like just bridging the show, let you know what's going to be on there. Shout out to all the platforms that that has NYP Entertainment Radio, who let us be here and talk to you guys. We're very thankful, very humbled by everything. Appreciate it. So have a safe week. We're back here live, Lord willing, next Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., NYPA Entertainment Radio. Show's
over. Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blinds of rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. Over. Having trouble finding the absolute
absolute meaning of life? Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by, but I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evils. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl, regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world. I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain.
The show is over, the show is over.